Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Yeah. Oh, yes. How is everyone? Good evening. Here's a little bit of Sam Smith for you with Like I Can here on 2FM. Oh, yes. Right, well, firstly, big thanks to Louise for the last 2 hours. Give her a big round of applause. Absolutely. My name is Chris. This wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Look at this. 10:05. You know, there's a lot going on tonight. I think we're going to have a busy show. Friend of the show, Brian M. Lloyd, is going to be in with us in just a minute. He is a film director. He's a film critic. He's doing all of this kind of stuff. You know, he gets to go to the premieres weeks, sometimes even months before any of us peasants get anywhere near the film. So he always comes in and tells us exactly what it is we should be seeing, what we should be avoiding, all of that. Playing the film quiz. And as well as that, after 11 o'clock tonight, another thrilling installment of Kira's Diary, where she brings in her old diaries from when she was a young lady and reads them all to us.
You know, it was so funny. I was chatting to someone the last day about the diaries, and she was saying, Kira, we were taught in school, like, you know, by teachers, that diaries were not for anybody else to read by ourselves. And I was like, yeah, too late now for me.
Oh, way too late for you.
Way too late. I mean,
literally tens of thousands of people have heard your diaries.
I mean, there's even podcasts of them.
Oh, yeah, know? they're so, like, on the internet forever. There's no getting rid of them. They're like nude photos. They're just out there. Shouldn't have taken them if you didn't.
I have to say, I'd much rather Kira's diaries be out there than any nude photos.
I don't know.
Can I just add? Thank you.
Some of Kira's diaries are pretty weird. I think it'd be a toss-up. But look, all of that to come. How about this? I'll play you some Kelly Clarkson, What Doesn't Kill You, and then we'll come back. Friend of the show, Brian M. Lloyd, will be in. We'll be doing film news, all of that kind of stuff. It's always great fun. By the way, our Twitters, my Twitter's at HateChrisGreen, at HateChrisGreen. Kira is at IamKiraKing, at IamKiraKing. And Kira is also, of course, on Instagram, Instagram.com/KiraKing. Very cool. How about we get down to business?
Chris, have you seen Dirty Dancing?
No.
What?
Dumbass.
I've seen ballroom dancing.
That's
Strictly
ballroom. Strictly ballroom.
Yeah, the one we had to do for the Leaving
Cert. It's not the same thing, Chris.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to do, I actually remember, I had to do My Left Foot for my
Leaving Cert.
For the Leaving Cert, yeah.
Like, I didn't mind doing that other film for the Leaving Cert, because I was like, all right, we'll watch a weird Australian film for 2 hours in English. Like, fine.
Yeah, I wanted to do Cinema Paradiso. Actually, myself. That's actually how my girlfriend met. That's
okay. How?
Aww.
No, I'll tell that.
All right, okay. It sounds cool.
No, okay.
Well, it sounds good. No, that's fine. Fine.
Yeah, I'll tell another time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel that Brian has shared enough tonight.
I have. I was talking about farting and, you know,
vaccination and steaming
vaginas.
You've
used on steaming vaginas.
So do you know what, Brian? We're good.
I'm good. I think
maybe we'll leave the strokes till next week.
I think we will.
Brian is like a conservative US talk show host with all of these views he has on everything.
Nation, let me tell you something.
Listen, let me ask you something really quickly. Should black people be allowed to vote? I'm saying no. All right, look, anyway. You know, that's pretty much what goes down on some of those shows.
They're terrible. It Rush is, Limbaugh. Jesus.
I can't say that he says that directly. I don't think he would quite advocate that. But, you know, some of those guys are pretty extreme. But anyway, look, how about we get down to some business? Brian, you come in every week. You review films for us. You get to go to all of the premieres, in some cases, months before the films have even been released. They put on these little shows. Brian's brought me to one once. There's like all these additional security, and there's only a few people there, and they like let you watch it once, and they make you leave, and they make sure you're
really
not recording
nice, Chris,
it.
That's really nice, Chris, but I'm sorry. The story of me, Brian, and Julie Andrews trumps that times a million.
True. Does it? Yeah, I don't know if it does.
Oh, it does, Chris. It does.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I have some pretty cool Brian M. Lloyd stories as well.
Just a little... Whatever.
Look... Ladies, let's get down to some business, okay? Brian comes in every week. He reviews films for us. His Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. Lloyd. Go online, give him a follow, for God's sake. What else would you do on Twitter? I mean, what else would you be doing on there except following Brian and perhaps myself and Kira?
But
mainly Brian, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brian is way better a follow on Twitter than Kira or I.
I saw Kira met Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
Yeah, Chris has kind of banned me from talking about that because I basically spent all Monday night talking about it.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's cool. It really is. I suppose, would that be like if I met Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fair enough. I suppose, I'd still be talking about that.
Is he as big as he? I think he is.
Oh, yeah, no, he is.
What are the size of his arms like?
Like from the length and breadth of the country.
Holy shit.
JJ just talked into my ear from the control room and he said massive. As though, so JJ has a big crush on Paul O'Connell.
Who doesn't?
Dirty, oh, they're massive. Arms. They're huge. Anyway, look.
Big, huge arms on him.
Suppose he's from Limerick, as JJ says. Oh, exactly. Hey. Look, let's get down to business. Right. All right, Jesus, dirty dancing Paul O'Connell's arms. How can we make this show a little bit cooler? Not that those things aren't cool, by the way. Those things are both very cool.
Good save.
Yeah, no, they are. They're both very cool. Brian, what film did you see for this Friday?
The film I saw this week was Avengers Age of Ultron. This is the sequel to Avengers. It's really, really fun. James Spader's in it. 8 out of 10. 2 hours and 40 minutes, but you won't feel the time go by.
And it's in 3D.
And it's in 3D.
I mean, look, you can't beat that. Right, look, Brian, you also do a film quiz with us every week. You come in and you set the scene for us. Mm-hmm. You do a film quiz. I love this. I really do. I have to say I love this. Every week, Brian comes in. And Brian, what went down this week?
We have five clips each.
Yes. Five clips each. 10 clips.
Oh my God, what am I saying?
Brian, what's going on over there?
Brian, are you okay?
I'm having a little bit of a breakdown. I have five audio clips.
Yeah.
And I need either the name of the song, the name of the artist, or the name of the film it was used in.
Well, that's fair enough. Very broad as well. And I think Kira's going to win this quiz based on musical knowledge, not actual film knowledge. But look, whatever you have to do, you know. Right, here are the five clips. Kira and I had to buzz in once we thought we knew the answer. I don't know how you did listening to this, but I tell you, it was a rough evening for Kira and I. Here's clip number one.
Oh yeah.
Well, Kira, what was it?
I said this was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Correct.
Thank you.
Good woman.
That wasn't musical, Chris. That was movie.
No, just that was movie, in fairness.
Thank you.
Good woman. And fairly enough, I knew the name of the artist and song
you
for this
did?
One, but not the film.
You could have buzzed in, though.
I know, but look, no point analysing the game tape now, is there?
Yeah,
you know?
True.
All right, here's clip number two. Well, I know that the Boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I could believe it. I would have shown you how to do it right. Well,
okay,
Kira.
Just tell us, put us out of the misery.
That was Ray Charles, Shake Your Tail Feather from the Blues Brothers.
Oh, well.
I was thinking the Blues Brothers in my head and I didn't say it.
Well, Kira, you didn't.
Yeah,
this
I
is
know.
Like the Leaving Cert. You should have written something. You know?
I know.
Such a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. All right, well
Dan
then here.
Dan Aykroyd was amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
let's do clip number three. What is this?
Now, I said the 40-year-old virgin, but I was wrong.
You were wrong. Ghostbusters 2. Wouldn't have got that?
No.
It's the song when they play at the end. Everybody sings it. Everybody in New York sings it. Whatever. Yeah, you got the point anyway because you said Your Love is Lifting Me Higher and that's the name of the song.
Thank you.
Which well was, done, Keith.
That was the weakest win by
yeah,
the way.
It says it like as the first line
it
of the
right
yeah.
in there.
Well, look here, I didn't get it, so who am I to be criticizing? All right, here's clip number four. Did Brian just get a Motown CD or something to make these like film
what?
Quiz?
What? Good music.
Now, obviously, I said Al Green.
Correct.
Oh wow! Great.
But can you name the film?
No.
Oh, I can. Austin Powers.
Nope.
The Rugrats.
Nope.
Chris.
Think you're gonna find when you're kicking it on the Caribbean, Marcellus Wallace was right.
Pulp Fiction.
In the fifth.
Pulp Fiction.
Your ass goes down.
Pulp Fiction. I should have known this.
Right at the start.
That's my favourite soundtrack of all time.
This is going badly. Well, actually, no, Kira, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty well.
Two already, yeah.
All right.
Three.
Thank you.
Well, you have a one now.
Let's just continue.
Let's just go on.
All right, here's clip number five. Thorough thrashing for me this evening.
Let's just play it out.
Fair enough.
Awesome. Obviously that was Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. Thank
Correct.
You.
Thank you.
And the name of the track is Hungry Eyes. I'm not sure the artist though.
Do you know which recording
Another
studio is
one of my favourite soundtracks.
Right.
So was that 4 out of 5 for Kira?
Jesus.
Oh, I think it was
4 out of 5 on these
Kira
quiz.
Back on top.
Wow, Kira, that's amazing. That's like the applied maths Leaving Cert paper of film quizzes.
Thank you.
And you still got it. Well, look, well done, Kira. I'd say I got 0. You got an impressive 4.
Will we play the tiebreaker anyway?
Actually.
Just for funsies.
Brian,
just in case Chris was even in the game this week. Do you know
well,
what I mean?
To be fair, I did know the song Yellow Oh Yeah. So, Kira, you know, I want a total write-off. But however, Brian M. Lloyd, he is a man who is never not prepared. He always comes, even with a tiebreaker, because he knows what's going on. So this would have been the tiebreaker if it hadn't been 4-0 to Kira. Here's what would have been the tiebreaker.
You know, some truckers are going to love this song.
Truckers?
Oh, yeah.
Thought you
oh.
said the F word.
No,
that would have been bold, yeah.
Hold on, play it.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Does this kick in? Hold on.
Yeah, there we go.
Is it something about people with motorbikes?
Yes.
Yeah, see, it sounds like it would be. Mad Max.
Close.
The Rugrats.
Hell's Angels.
Close. Think of a film with a motorbike and a guy with a shotgun.
Oh, Mad Max. Rambo. No. The thing where Mel Gibson is living in the...
I can't believe you haven't said it yet.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
RoboCop. Yes.
Oh, come on, you're so close.
Well, it is RoboCop.
Yes.
Oh, Terminator.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
I do like this.
Yeah, it's really good.
Not to be smart, why would truckers like this?
Because, like, they like Guns N' Roses.
Oh, they do, actually.
Right?
You're right. Truckers are always requesting, like, Guns N' Roses or AC/DC, like those Thunderstruck tracks
yeah.
like, you know.
Holy, they're going to love this.
Yeah, they do like Guns N' Roses, actually. That's true. But they're always asking for tracks like November Rain and stuff.
Oh.
You can't play 9-minute tracks.
No, on, yeah.
We've done it, Chris.
We have.
Yeah, we have. Let's call
and
a spade
people
a spade here.
Would have described us as shit on air when we were doing things like that. Probably still do describe us as that. But anyway, look, Brian. Oh, yeah, I do love this.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, look. Brian, you come in every week. I love it. Your Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. Lloyd. You, of course, are the film editor for entertainment.ie. And as well as that, you are on the 7 o'clock show. I feel like this is, you know, a film trailer.
Yeah.
It's like, this summer, Brian M. Lloyd. And I'm the voiceover guy. But anyway, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone should go online, give you a follow. Right. Look, 51552 is the number. We'll take two tracks. We'll come back. Brian M. Lloyd. Oh, yeah, everybody. Yeah. Come on now. Guitar solo. Speaking of, Kira, it is time that we got right down to some business. Now, every Wednesday we do this. It originally, I think, like a lot of things on the show, started out as a joke. I've noticed there seems to be a general trend. Things that we've picked up and kind of taken on as tradition on the show generally start out as us fecking around. However, you know, like the wrap-off and, you know, Brian coming in doing the film quiz, they all start out kind of accidentally, but then they turn into wonderful family traditions that we do every week. And let me tell you, I look forward to Kira's diary. Every week. It's some of the only quality time I spend with my daughter, Kira, where we read out our diaries and, you know, it's very nice and it's fun. And let me explain to you how it works. You know, way back in the day before the Tumblrs and the Facebooks and all this, girls kept diaries. Lads, not so much. Some lads, maybe. But mainly girls mm-hmm. kept diaries. And it was quite a normal thing when you were growing up. Like, I mean,
you
when
had,
you
like-
were... Yeah,
we had a little lock on it with a little key and stuff like that.
Yeah, when like I remember used to see them for sale in shops and stuff. Mm. Very little dainty padlocks on them and stuff, and they always looked.
Mine
kinda...
aren't dainty.
No
or padlocks.
No,
for that matter.
Look, absolutely not. No, yours are looking a little worse for wear. But you know, this was quite a common thing for people to keep diaries. So every week, Kira brings in her diaries from when she was a young lady, and she reads them to us, and they are amazing. They are some of the most unintentionally brilliant literature that I think Ireland has ever seen. And as well as that, I just want to remind everybody that maybe you got off this year. Maybe you're lucky and there's no need for it this year. But I see a lot of people talking about the fact that, you know, the Irish and French and Spanish orals for the Leaving Cert and all mm-hmm. that were on. One day I think Kira's diary is going to be part of either the Leaving or Junior Cert curriculum.
So what, they'll have to read out an extract of Kira's diary, Oscar Elga?
You never know. They might have to do that, or it might be studied in, you know, Irish or English, as in like as part of the history or the literature. You never know. You could be answering questions on it in the Leaving Cert. But look, until then, here's what we will do. We will discuss it in here. So, Kira, what I'm going to do is I am going to get the exciting, well, in fact, very melodramatic music, and we're going to turn everything over to you. You're going to take out your diary. You're going to read it to us, and we're all going to go on a journey with you. Do we need any context for this? What's going on here?
There's a class trip involved.
Oh, good. All right, then. Well, look, I will get you your music here whenever you'd like. Take your time. I understand this is a very challenging thing to do, so please, whenever you're ready.
Dear diary, oh, my God, I am, like, so wrecked We had a class trip to an adventure center in the back arse end of nowhere. Every muscle in my body is like totally aching. I may have done physical damage for life.
Oh, no.
The whole year went. The bus was good crack on the way down, I have to say. A gang of the lads down the back were trying to get us to play dares, but I was too engrossed in my new CD, which I was listening to on my Discman. His name is John Lennon, and his lyrics are like so deep. It's really sad because some crazy guy shot him and he died, even though he was all about promoting peace. I was listening to his song Imagine on replay. I bet he never imagined he'd be shot. I am like too funny. In fairness though, this John Lennon guy looked like he needed a really good wash and shave in real life. My dad says that maybe if he wasn't acting like such a hippie, he might have survived. Wow. I really wish I was born in the 60s. I could wear flares and promote flower power, and I could be like that Jenny character in Forrest Gump, except less of a drug addict. Anyway, dear diary, the adventure centre wasn't very exotic. Most classes get a trip to France. All we got was a rickety bus and stupid lakes and kayaks and basically substandard conditions that students should not have to face.
I think I know where this might be.
I mean, seriously, do you think students from an American high school would have to deal with the same shit as us? God, it's so unfair, like. You can't even try and look sexy and impress the guys dressed in tracksuits and manky runners. Your boobs are like covered at every opportunity. And here are a few things that I've learned from my trip away. I may not be built for orienteering, but my God, Rebecca is so not built for hill walking. We were in a group together to go hill walking, and I had to keep staying behind to wait for her as she huffed and puffed her way up the hill like a baby rhinoceros. Scrap that. A rhinoceros would have skipped up that hill compared to Rebecca. After hill walking, when we were soaked to the skin and bloody freezing, we had to go orienteering. I have no sense of direction. So to me, orienteering is really shit. I mean, all you do is run around bogland or a manky forest with a stupid map trying to collect stupid flags or some shit. Your shoes and socks get soggy and you spend the majority of the time freezing. There seriously has to be some sort of law against doing that to students.
Orienteering is horrible, in fairness.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to the Irish government when I finally get my senses back after extreme conditions that I had to endure. Anyway, after all the bullshit that was orienteering, we went abseiling. I thought, like, this might be my chance to look cool in front of the lads. So I said I would be brave and I would go first. I was brave until I eventually was told to just let go and slide down the rope. I like totally freaked out. I went flying down, stopped midway, and ended up just dangling there with the harness giving me a serious wedgie.
That's embarrassing.
All I could hear was everyone laughing at me. I was trying to throw them all daggers, but my helmet had slipped down over my eyes and I couldn't see properly.
Oh no.
An instructor had to come down and rescue me. Like totally embarrassing. The final straw, dear diary, was when we went kayaking. This is really mean. Firstly, seeing Rebecca struggling to get into a wetsuit was soul destroying.
Soul destroying.
Secondly, the life jacket.
You're fat shaming in this.
Gym. Secondly, the life jacket we had to wear completely squashed my boobs. And thirdly, I'm nearly 100% sure that Lucy went out of her way to capsize me. It sucked that I was able to swing myself back up, but I was like totally soaked. She's so dead. I spent the evening trying to warm my dead body back to life. I didn't even have the energy to sneak into the lads' dormitory and play dares like we had planned. Most of the girls went in, but then it didn't last long as they were marched back in by Miss Byrne, who was wearing a onesie. How embarrassing is that? I will never be able to look at her properly ever again. So basically, that was our shit trip away. Adventure Centre is like totally blow. I didn't get the shift and I didn't get to show everyone how much my boobs have grown. Good night, dear diary. I am like so totally exhausted. Until next time, love, Kira.
Wow. There you go. I love the constant digs as well that you managed to get in about the fact that Rebecca's fat. Like, it really was constant back then. And you throw them in so subtly into every every entry.
It's mean. It's really
mean.
Yeah,
it's fat shaming, I'll have you know. You and Jamelia. Well, look, there we go. I mean, as always, amazing stuff. And Kira, thank you.
And orienteering is shit.
Oh, I had the worst time ever on orienteering once. I remember, I think we might have gone to the same place that this is.
I don't think I fully ever finished an orienteering.
Me neither.
Sequence, if you know what I'm trying to say.
I never did.
No,
I
never.
Hated them. And I'm not just saying that to agree with you. I hated them. I mean, they are so boring. They're so, they're kind of, like, as in, they are challenging in their own way, but they're a challenge.
I just didn't get it.
They're a challenge that has no payoff. Like, literally, you'll walk for 40 minutes through everything, as you said in the diary, and it'll be a little flag. And you're like, okay, cool. And you mark it down, and then you go do it again. I hated it. I hated orienteering.
Thank you. My problem was I didn't get it. I was like, I don't get orienteering. What are we doing here?
The object is to get through all the little marks on the map.
Okay.
Like, as in, there's a map, and then they'll have different little flags around the map, and you have to say where they were, I think.
And is it timed? Was that it?
I think it's the first group back that all get their flags or something. Yeah, because I think what happens is, like, if you're doing it, like, there'll be two or three groups, and you'll all have different color flags. So there'll be five red flags, five whatever, yellow flags, five blue flags, and they're all at different points.
Yeah.
So then when you get to your point, you take one of the flags that belongs to your color.
Okay,
so you have
to come back
with all of the flags as far as I'm... Oh, I hated it.
Stop.
No, I really
it's
did.
Like...
Oh, it was awful. And another thing that used to really annoy me is as well, we'd always try for the first few minutes and then just gradually get less and less interested in it. Like, we'd always be gung-ho for the first minute or two. And we'd be like, no, we did reading ordnance survey maps in geography. I know how to do this. And then by the end of it, no one gave a shit.
No.
And it was awful. And then, I don't know about you, did people always bring drink to those things when you'd go?
No, Chris.
People always brought drink when we'd go.
What? Chris, yeah, we're on school time.
I know, yeah. I know, people would always bring drink. I'm not being funny.
Like alcohol.
Proper alcohol. They'd fill it from like spirit bottles at home that their parents had.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking. I wish I was joking. Half the time then, we'd be too, or other people would be too drunk to do half of the activities once we got to the end of the day. Literally. Oh, it was terrible. It was really irresponsible of us.
Oh my God.
I'm not just saying that now. It was really irresponsible of us. Do you know we once went to a religious retreat and we did that? You know those religious retreats you go on?
Yeah.
Before your confirmation?
Mm.
We did that. Fair fairness, even then I was like, ah, lads, are we not too young to be drinking?
But okay, I mean,
groups of people.
Well, in fairness, you were just about to take the pledge. So, you know, you're what, 11?
We had to get it out of our system, in fairness, you know, I suppose. Oh, no, it was really irresponsible. I mean, I'm saying that now, fully denouncing it. I think it was disgraceful what we were at. Absolutely disgraceful.
Do you know who denounced G? Jesus.
He did.
That's who denounced G after that, carry
I'm
on.
I'm still trying
religious
to get back
retreats
in his good books. Did you never go on one of those?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard of it?
Not before my confirmation, no.
They bring us all on this thing before our confirmation where we sang about God and, you know, that kind of...
No.
Yeah, well...
No.
I'm not being... That happened.
I went to meditate with monks.
In school?
In fourth year, yeah.
Monks? Mm. Where?
Near my school.
In Ireland? Like, in you... Like,
in
this wasn't. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Cool. How did you find that?
It was lovely. We all had a lovely snooze.
Oh, did you kind of chant and, like, do things like that?
Yeah,
or was
more
it silent?
It was more meditation, yeah. Huh? I remember kind of falling asleep. It was lovely.
Well, we, all right, well, look.
We had some good old days.
Yeah.
We had some good old days.
You sound very enlightened. Absolutely. See, I wasn't meditating when I was 16.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's get back to the fact that orienteering should be banned.
Amen. I pass that motion. Right, thank you. Hey, you know what? Few things I have to play for you now, actually. Kira and I had great fun chatting about this stuff yesterday. Will we do Jamelia or Robert Downey Jr. first?
Will we just get Robert Downey Jr. out of the way?
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
You might enjoy this. I always enjoy a bit of cringe when I'm watching the TV or whatever. I love when news interviews go wrong, when live TV goes wrong. This particularly,
well,
though.
Yeah. You know, this is Robert Downey Jr. He's been interviewed for the Avengers. And our very, you know, own Brian M. Lloyd, who was in earlier on, Chris, you know, he could be in this situation someday. So we can't relish this too much. Although I'd imagine Brian M. Lloyd wouldn't be as stupid as this particular interviewer.
You know what, though? Between me and you, I don't know if this interview is being stupid, if you get what I'm saying.
Ah, Chris.
As like, in, I think he might know what he's doing.
Does he, though?
I
like,
think
does
he might, yeah.
Well, okay, for a reaction, I know we're talking about it now.
Yeah.
You know, but like he was sent in, he's a Channel 4 news presenter, Krishnam Guru Murthy is his name.
Mm-hmm.
People will know him, and he's done this before in interviews.
Did it with Quentin Tarantino.
He did, but like, why? Like, who cares? This shock jock interview type thing, I don't like it. It doesn't make me kind of go, wow, that guy is so zany and out there, and look at him asking Robert Downey Jr. the hard questions. Robert Downey Jr. is basically in the Avengers as Iron Man again.
Yeah.
You know, the Avengers isn't this, you know, deep, you know, political or psychological thriller where the actor, you know, does a Daniel Day-Lewis and becomes a method actor. You know what I mean? This
sure,
is the Avengers.
He shows up.
It's Iron Man. He's Tony Stark. So this is just bull, like, in my opinion.
I love when they do this.
And I am a fan of Robert Downey Jr. I really like him.
Yeah.
And I've loved him since the 90s. When he was in Ally McBeal with Calista Flockhart, when he was going through his whole drugs situation. So
you almost feel sorry for him. You feel personally slighted by this.
It's kind of like Eminem.
Sure.
You know, how would you feel if somebody was interviewing Eminem and he's got a brand new spanking album out? It's great fun. There's nothing heavy in it. You know, he's back to form. He's rapping like Slim Shady. Mm-hmm. And then a guy like this comes in and just kind of pisses him off so much that he gets up when he walks out.
Eminem, do you remember when you were fat and on drugs? Wasn't that good, Craig?
Remember when you hated your mother?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's, I get you, yeah.
You know what I'm... So that's my... kind of, anyway.
No, no, I hear you. I totally get you. I know exactly what you mean. Being the cynical, horrible person that I am, though, I love when this kind of stuff goes on. So, look, here we go. Robert Downey Jr. walking out of an interview with a Channel 4 news guy. And here, I'll play you the whole lead up as well, because it all matters. And it's all very important. Brings it up so slyly as well.
You say we're promoting an interview. I mean, promoting the movie. I mean, obviously, you're doing a promotional round of interviews. And that's why we're talking about the movie, but we also would like to talk a little bit about you, and I don't know how comfortable you are, you know, talking about yourself at the moment.
You,
I
mean, have as much time as anyone else will.
Yeah, well, okay, well then let me just ask you a few more questions and you can answer them if you want to and not if
just
you don't.
Just for people
want to,
who can't see, Robert Downey Jr. is already going, oh, like there's a few more camera shots of him and he's like, uh-huh. Here we go, yeah, you know, because he can tell. He knows
he's looking disgruntled, like he really is.
He knows it's coming. He can see this train coming 5 miles away. He's like, uh-huh, all right.
Well, I think we've got three more minutes on our agreement.
Your foot's starting to jump a little bit. You better get to your next question.
The reason I'm asking about the past is that you've talked in other interviews again about your relationship with your father and the role of all of that in the dark periods you entered and taking drugs and drinking and all of that. And I just wondered whether you think you're free of all of that, or whether that's still something.
I'm sorry, I really don't. What are we doing?
Well, I'm just asking questions. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he gets shut down. See that?
Well,
straight out of there.
As I said, Chris.
Yeah.
If it was a movie.
Yeah.
That he had put himself on the line for, there was a possible Oscar nomination, and he had to delve into the dark psyche that is Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe play a character that did drugs and went to jail and had a difficult relationship with his father. Well, then, okay, maybe.
Sure.
You know,
life maybe a bit more challenging a role.
You know, life imitating art.
Sure,
whatever.
Sure.
He's Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
He's Iron Man. It's a fictional character.
It's like a comic book hero. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what this guy was playing at.
Well, you know what, Kira, a friend of the show, and you know, he's the most qualified authority. Brian M. Lloyd is texting me, I can see.
Yeah.
He says, man, that Robert Downey interview, Downey Jr. interview, was such bullshit. That guy clearly knew what he was doing and was absolutely driving at a reaction.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't know if he's
but
stupid.
Why bother?
Hey, look. Why indeed? I agree. As you say, are we talking about it? Yeah.
I'm not going, wow, that Channel 4 news presenter, wow, isn't he really edgy and really cool? And doesn't he ask the tough questions?
Yeah.
It was pointless. Pointless.
You're not impressed?
No, I'm not.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. wasn't too impressed either, Kieran.
Yeah, well.
I have seen you that. Well, there you go. You know what? Everybody's outraged perpetually now. Everybody's just constantly offended. Will we go back to Jamelia?
Let's go to Jamelia. Now,
yeah.
Obviously, last night on the show, and I think we touched a couple of nerves as well. Okay?
Oh, sure. Everyone's offended all the time now.
We played audio of Jamelia, and she was on Lucerman. And what she was trying to say, from what I could gather from what she said, her actual words, was that high street chains, if they were going to ban plus size clothing, they should ban zero size clothing as well.
Sure.
So as not to kind of promote unhealthy living.
Sure. But then everyone said she was fat shaming.
Yes.
When all she was saying was that being insanely obese or insanely thin is not a good idea and we shouldn't normalize it. She said both.
She did.
She said insanely obese and she also said too thin. She said both, but strangely enough, the headlines just go, she called people fat.
Yeah.
And you know, that's all it turns into.
I saw a lot of headlines today and it was like, plus size bloggers come out in rage against, you know, against Jamelia. But though, Chris, in fairness, we got a lot of text messages into the show last night and people were kind of saying, how can you agree with what Jamelia said?
Yeah, that's true. Will we hear Jamelia's response?
So she came back on Lucerman today and this is what she said.
What's been most difficult is that people are reacting to the headlines rather than what I actually said on the show yesterday. Of course, I don't think we should ban plus size clothes from shops. And I've found it really difficult, to be honest, because some of the things that they've printed, obviously, I have actually said, but just not in that context. I was referring to extreme sizing. I was referring to health and how we should we should all participate in helping our youngsters to live healthier lifestyles. And it's difficult. It's difficult to say your piece or to speak honestly when it kind of gets misconstrued in
that
way.
I think what we were all saying.
Everyone's offended now all the time.
I'm surprised, in fairness, that no one picked up on what Janet Street Porter said about Dawn French.
Yeah, that was way worse.
That was way worse.
Yeah.
That was singling out a particular woman.
That was fat shaming.
That was fat shaming.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Jamelia is getting all the crap here.
You see, what Jamelia said is way more inflammatory. Like, when you can make a headline that's, Jamelia says, fat people's clothing should be banned. You know, that's a lovely, attention-grabbing headline that you can really band around the place.
But it's not true.
Ah, that doesn't matter, but the headline.
And then you have the keyboard warriors that will jump on, like, she what? She said what?
Excuse me, as a fat woman.
And they didn't even listen to what she said.
No, clearly not. Because then they would have known the other extreme that she said as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
She says a few more things. I'll see if this is interesting. I don't think it is. But she goes on for another second.
The question we were posing, Janet, as well, wasn't it, was should we be encouraging young girls, women, to be, you know, I have to say, I definitely categorically said we're not talking size 14, 16,
no.
even 18, which we know.
And I said, I was completely in agreement with Jamelia, and I said that...
Yeah, how come she didn't get it?
Hold on.
Got to ask yourself, if a young girl is already size 20 to 25, can she run around with her children? Can she enjoy life? And
no.
she's storing up health problems for later. So okay. I do feel that...
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think Jamelia explained herself very well. In fairness, I have to say, if this was The Voice in Ireland, I'd be team Jamelia.
Isn't it funny, though, how Janice just said there, I said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No one went near her.
No.
No one gave a shit about when she said it. Guess just poor old Jamelia got
no,
it.
No, they jumped on that bandwagon big time. They were looking for a story where there was no story. They were looking for controversy where there was no controversy.
Isn't being offended great fun, though?
It is.
Aren't we all offended all the time about everything?
I don't get offended about anything anymore.
Yeah, I can't be bothered getting offended.
I just really can't
be
bothered getting offended.
Yeah. Nothing offends me. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you
Who
think
cares?
Though it's because we've become desensitized and we are so sick of, as I mentioned before, the keyboard warriors that just give being offended a bad name?
Yeah, probably. That's probably it.
I think we don't know what to be offended about anymore because everybody's offended about everything.
Offense is a worthless currency now. Everyone's offended all the time about everything. God, you ever go on Twitter? Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's like there needs to be a new thing to be offended about every like 8 to 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a new thing that everyone's hashtagging and saying some bullshit about. So, oh, good Lord. Kira offends me.
You offend me. Hey, you don't see me going on Twitter. Like,
excuse me.
About it.
Hey, excuse me. That was offensive. That was very Hey.
If anybody in this country, Chris, deserves to be offended.
Yeah.
It's me.
That is true, actually. That is true. I agree with you there. But look, here's some...
Chris, I'm offended by the fact that not enough people realise that I have the right to be offended.
We should start a hashtag for you.
Yeah, we should.
To go on Tubridy tomorrow and say you're very offended.
I will. And you'll be like, about what, Kira? And I'll be like, just everything...
And he'll be like, yeah, great, mm-hmm, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And like, he'll totally get it because he's very sympathetic and everything. He'll be like, yeah. Then go down the hall after Tubridy's over, go on to Joe Duffy, be offended there.
Okay.
Just do a national tour of being offended.
Okay.
It'd be amazing.
Maybe
right.
That'll be my thing.
Yeah, exactly. You can just get offended. Right morning, everyone. 25 past midnight. How is everyone? Why are you awake, more importantly? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello, Chris, the sweetest ever text messages after coming out. And you know I love this sort of stuff. Somebody
Did someone get married?
Said, no, but
Baby.
Listen to this. I'm awake worrying about my secret wedding that only me and my fiancé know about. A lot of planning.
Oh, wow. I guess that is kind
of
cool.
I love that. Two people are just in love and they want to go and get married to each other and they don't want the fuss and they don't want the 300 people and they don't want all the frills that goes with it and they're just going out and they're just marrying each other because they want to. Your
parents I really respect
are
that.
Going to be pissed, though.
Yeah, they're going to be a little angry.
Yeah, seriously, they are, like, in fairness.
I respect that, though, especially the idea of not spending money on it. I can't understand
that. That's not the part I respect.
That's the part I respect.
Yeah, I know.
Typical lad, I'm like, they're dead right. They're dead right, that's only dead money. They're dead right. So put that towards a mortgage now or something. You're dead right, lads. You won't get any value out of
that. I'm like, that is so romantic.
Yeah, he was like, oh my God, they're just doing their own thing. They're just in love. It doesn't matter. They're taking on the world together. And I'm like, that'll save them a few quid. That'll save them a few quid now. They could put maybe into the pension. Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. Sure. Isn't like guys and girls just so different?
Oh my God, we're like totally different.
We're from like different planets.
It's crazy.
Ryan is texting in from space to say, I'm looking at a meteor shower. It's awesome. Well, thank you, Ryan in space. Ryan must be on the ISS.
No, seriously, there is seemingly some amazing cosmic happenings happening out there because we got a text message from Mark in South Kerry. He says, I'm awake because I'm outside stargazing, watching shooting stars. It's amazing.
Well, South Kerry.
Oh my God, that sounds incredible.
That would probably be the place to do it. You know, not much stargazing being done here.
No,
let me tell you,
just so annoying.
Just some light pollution going on. No stargazing, Mark in South Kerry. But look, you enjoy yourself. Where I'm from and where Kira's from would be similar to South Kerry.
Yeah,
you can get a lot of stargazing done there. But look, what else is going on?
Well, I want to read out Stephen Carey's text. He says, I'm awake making a red velvet hen cake with chocolate willies and vodka and orange jelly shots. Play anything of Kira's choice. Sorry, Chris.
What the fuck is this?
Okay.
Chocolate willies.
And orange jelly shots. Sounds like Kira's kind of cake. I'd imagine.
Well, I do like red velvet.
That, to be honest though, I'm listening and I'm going, that sounds like a delicious cake.
Yeah, no.
Like,
it's
I'd
good.
Be eating a cock, but it still sounds like a nice cake.
Chris, you know? Have to give a shout out to Ali and Amy and Claire. They say, hi, Chris and Kira. Me and my girlfriend listen to you guys every single night.
Yo, yo, Ali and Amy and Claire. Also, someone's like, I'm awake, just finished watching FIFA 15 videos, to be honest. Oh, there's a huge industry in that. There's lads who literally make a living putting up FIFA videos on YouTube. It's incredible, actually. There's a whole kind of subculture thingy that's actually very interesting, I have to say. Also, I want to say to Sabrina, who's in Ennis, she says, hey, Chris and Kira, I'm on the way home after the longest evening shift ever. Loving the tunes in the chat. Well, thank you, Sabrina. Also, similar message to that, Paul in Kildare says, as always, the pair of ye are brilliant. I can never go to sleep while tuned in. All the best, Paul. Well, all the best.
That's a really nice message.
God bless, Paul. God bless. Ooh,
this is a tough one. Tough text from Darren. He says, I'm up wondering what to do till next Tuesday because I'm being paid then. I'm really stressed as I don't have a pot to piss in and have communion on Saturday. I hate being paid by the month. It's so hard to manage.
Oh, shit. Well, Darren, I'm sorry to hear that.
And another text message, Chris, kind of along those lines. It's from Eric. And this is a really rough situation to be in. He says, I'm awake because I'm upset that my ex won't give the engagement ring back. I could do it selling it because I'm stuck for cash.
Do you believe that a woman like in that position should have to give an engagement ring back?
I do.
I firmly do.
Now, Chris, again, to play devil's advocate.
No, go back to criticising the woman.
It depends on the circumstances.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know what happened between Eric and his ex-fiance.
Sure, sure.
But I personally wouldn't want to hold on to an engagement ring from somebody that I didn't end up getting married to.
Yeah, me neither. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
It would be, because it's just a constant reminder of a failed relationship and a marriage that never happened, you know?
Exactly.
And also, if you're a decent human being and if, you know, the two of you just came to the decision where, you know what, maybe this isn't a good idea for us to get married, yes, I think that she should definitely give back the engagement ring.
Yeah, well,
but
okay.
Again,
you don't know everything.
I don't
know
the circumstances, so.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, someone says, hey guys, I'm awake trying to finish my dissertation, which is due on Friday. I started it when I first listened to ye guys, so I'm going to add ye to my thank yous, okay? Ye, Roisin and Cork. Absolutely, Roisin.
You can dedicate it to us if you want.
You can also cite us.
But also, see, the problem is, what if the person who's marking the dissertation absolutely can't stand me and you, goes through a thank yous and is like, what? These two? D.
Kira, that's a good point.
You know,
Roisin, I'm going to be your bro here and Kira's going to be your sis here. You know, we're looking out for you. You've been listening probably for quite a while if you've done a whole dissertation in the time you've been listening. Roisin, sometimes it's a harsh reality about the world. And you know what? I do this as well. You are judged by the company you keep. And it is quite possible that an academic would go, oh, Jesus. And think less of you.
She's influenced, but those two.
Yeah, think less of you for enjoying this. That's actually possible. That is possible. So,
Chris, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, what?
The person who texted in earlier on to say that they're having a secret wedding with their fiancé just texted in to say, we're actually pretending to hold an engagement party. And when they show up, it's actually a wedding.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
freak.
I'm fanning myself.
That is amazing.
That is cool.
That is really, really cool. What an awesome, awesome event.
That is actually a good idea. Yeah. Colin says, on my way home from working a second job, 18-hour day in the bag, craving a McFlurry now for some reason. Oh, wow. Jesus, 18-hour day. I get tired after being in here for 3 hours. I'm sitting on my ass doing nothing. Wow, 18 hours. Look, Colin, you deserve that McFlurry. If you can find somewhere that's open that has a McFlurry, you go for it.
Nicola has texted in to say, why am I awake? Well, I'm up wrapping presents for my daughter who will be 3 tomorrow. He's blown up balloons and my eldest and I were laughing that we can't listen to I Swear Anymore without thinking of the Minions singing it in the closing scene of Despicable Me 2. That's from Nicola.
See, that's the thing. A lot of those older big tracks get revivals in films like that and stuff, and they're featured on soundtracks or like they're featured in TV shows. So I guess, yeah.
Wow, there you go. Chris.
Yeah.
Emily and Chris have texted in to say they've just left a dolmen in the Burren in County Clare where they were watching the meteor shower. That is so romantic.
You sound like a real wankery couple though. Like, I'd say you're going to put that on Facebook and like put a filtered photo on Instagram. It's like me and the love at a dolmen in Clare. He's my shooting star or something. And like all your boring friends are going to be like, oh my God, guys, you have the perfect relationship. And I hate you guys, actually. I've never met either of you guys. And I think you'd be awful.
Chris,
I think you'd be awful people.
I think that you should expand your mind.
I'll expand you.
There you go.
Yeah.
For the record, Emily and Chris, I think that's absolutely lovely how you spent the evening.
Ah, yeah, so do I. That is cool.
A dolmen in the Burren in County Clare. Watching the shooting stars, Chris.
No, I do like that kind of stuff. Especially if you're in, you know, a very remote area like, you know, whatever, somewhere in Clare or Kerry or like one of these, those coastal areas where there's literally nothing but sea and stars. Mm. Ah, yeah, that's incredible.
I know.
Well, look, if we went up onto the RTE roof, there'd just be loads of fumes and lights.
We'd probably see some airplanes.
Yeah, probably.
I'm like, Chris, it's a shooting. No, it's just an airplane leaving from Dublin Airport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But look, that has its own charm as well. But look.
Exactly.
Right, look, many of you awake tonight. We must get to some more.
Chris, remember the girl who texted in there recently about her dissertation?
Yes.
And how she thanked me and you in her dissertation.
Uh-huh.
Well, somebody texted in to say, I referred to a dear friend as my bae in the thank yous of my thesis. He did the same. We have yet to get feedback on the thing. I'm going to be deadly honest with you.
Yeah.
I would mark that down.
I can't believe someone who has the intelligence and drive to write a thesis would include the word bae in it. If I had the effort put into writing a thesis, the last thing I would do is wreck it by putting bae in it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably try and keep it looking cool. But hey, look, I mean, what do I know?
Daisy and Quirk says, great show, I have to say. It's inspiring my creativity. I'm up painting a hubcap for my garden fence. How sad am I, but it's going well.
Daisy, I am glad we could be a part of your creative process. I'm glad we were your muses, actually. That is not sad at all. That is cool. Someone says, how are you both? Just finished an interesting day. Started with a taxi pickup at 5:45 a.m. an hour and a half drive to arrive at my starting point, then sailed for 11 or 12 hours to get to my destination, only to jump into another car and travel for 2.5 hours to get back to base. What do you think? Good day in the office. Well, I don't even know what you could possibly do.
I feel like Daniel Craig has just texted into the show. Daniel Craig as James Bond, you know?
I'd rather not have a job than have that job. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would rather never have a job than have to do a job that involves that much work. Eh. No. But look, that sounds like a cool day.
John is texting to say, I'm working on my truck in my workshop as I never get time to work on my own trucks as I'm always busy fixing other people's trucks. 7 a.m. start every morning.
So this is the only kind of quiet time you get, John. Now, I get you. Sometimes I do that as well. Like after we do the show here, like I'll do stuff like as in on the computer if I've like other work to do. Because you get great stuff done because there's nothing going on. No one is awake. There's no distractions.
Oh, Chris, we've been asked to clear out a pub in Limerick. David in Limerick is texting and say, I'm awake because I'm still trying to clear customers from the pub so I can lock up. Shout at them for me, please, because they won't effing listen to me.
Lads, come on. I'm going to do what, you know, whenever we try and stay late and close, what bouncers are always doing. Lads, can we move it outside, please? Lads, can you finish up there? David's trying to go home.
Okay, folks.
Lads. Okay lads.
Let's move on.
We'll have to leave it there, lads. If you could start moving outside, please. And, you know, they kind of start like, no. And you start like not letting them smoke or go out into smoking areas. Lads, David's trying to go home. Please. I mean, what is it? It's Wednesday night. Jesus, I don't mind if you make a long evening out of it on maybe Thursday, Friday or Saturday. It's Wednesday. Let David go home. Poor old David has things to do. He has to clean up.
Mossy and Kilkenny has texted in to say, hey guys, I'm just awake because I just worked 9 days in a row and I'm going to get a McDonald's, go home, have a few beers and have a wank. Thinking of my boss. Life is good.
That does actually sound good.
Okay, Mossy.
I'm not going to do that about my boss, though. That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be
I don't know if he would enjoy that. I don't know if he would enjoy that
probably
thought.
Think it was great.
He probably would, actually. He would be like, yeah, I'm all for that. That's really cool and out there.
Tanya has texted in an interesting text. She says, hi, Chris and Kira. I'm awake because I was at a funeral today and I saw someone cry over someone they hadn't seen in 30 years. And I'm trying to get my head around that there's a lot of people out there that should be entitled to get an Oscar. Why do people have to be so false in life? Thank God we have Chris and Kira to make life better at the end of a tough day.
Tanya, you're dead right. You're absolutely dead right. God, Tanya. You're dead right.
I think maybe...
What?
Maybe there was something, Tanya, that you didn't know about this person that was crying over the person they hadn't seen in 30 years. Maybe there was unfinished business there. Maybe they regretted the fact that they hadn't seen the person in 30 years. You
Amen.
Know what I mean, though?
That's what I was going to say. Dead right. Maybe that was why they were crying.
Maybe that's why they were crying.
I haven't seen this woman in 30 years. Now she's dead kind of thing.
Yeah, and maybe that's... emotional outpouring was one of regret.
Yeah, exactly. 51552.
I'm awake because I'm trucking. That's from Pat and Mayo.
Oh yeah, well look, hello Pat and Mayo. By the way, I think that we should say hi to Justin in Cork and also to Declan who's checking in. Also, there was a few people on Twitter I had to say hi to. Natalie is saying hello on Twitter, as is Dermot, as well as that. Stephen is saying hi. I had to give a shout out to Niamh.
A lot of people having secret weddings, Chris. Somebody's texting saying, my sister is also getting secretly married in Florida in July. Brothers and sisters know, but the stress from trying to keep it from others. Can't wait, though. They're tying the knot on Cocoa Beach. God. Look it up.
Weddings maybe I will. Sounds so stressful. Like, never mind a wedding. Trying to keep a wedding a secret. Like, ugh.
Craig in Clare sounds like such a player, he says. Just heading home after dipping the wick in a chick off Tinder. God, Tinder is great, lads.
Good for you, Craig. Hey, Scott, you know our friend Scott from Scotland?
Yes.
He says, I'm away because I've wandered home down the Ayrshire coast and now I'm marking university assignments.
Somebody is taunting me on Twitter. I think it's Davey. He says, hi, Kira. I'm delivering these until 3 a.m. up in Derry. Jesus. And it's pictures of Domino's pizzas.
Oh, so wow. I can see. Oh.
Thank you for that. And Neve is on Twitter saying, I'm currently awake cramming for my microbiology exam tomorrow. I love exams, said no one ever.
I said that. A few real quick reasons as to what it is you're doing awake, then we must finish up. I want to say hey to Nora from Limerick, who's actually just finished working at McDonald's. Oh, stop. Nora, don't tempt me like that, baby. You can't do that to me, all right? Also, I want to say hey to Bridget, who says, I'm awake because it's taken me 4 hours to get to Ashford from Kilkenny because my car keeps threatening to overheat and I'm up for work in 5 hours and still not there. Also, Reg is in Bundoran, awake because our show is great. Well, Reg, I mean, well, obviously. And also, I want to say hey to someone who says, still awake, travelling back to Mullingar from the Three Arena after being at the Vamps. Well, look, there you go. Craig and Claire as well. Oh, I said hi to Craig and Claire. Apologies. Had it in the wrong list. Now, how about we finish the show with a review of the show from Kira? Every night we finish with a review of the show from Kira and with the national anthem. So I would ask now that you stand, not so much out of respect for the national anthem, but more so out of respect for the review that Kira is about to give. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Well, we started the show with Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, who was in to talk about the new Avengers movie and play the movie quiz, which I won. Thank you. Kira's diary tonight involved a class trip and a severe loathing towards orienteering. We played audio of Robert Downey Jr. walking out of an Avengers interview today. And we also played Jamelia's response to the outrage over her comments regarding plus size clothing. Chris's news tonight had some I Swear and Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's One Sweet Day. Then, of course, we finished the show, as we always do, asking the wonderful Irish public out there what it is they're doing awake.
Wow. Well, that sounds like an incredible show. Really quick shout out to Hannah and Laura as well. Jer, who's saying hi. And T-Dog. Right, good night from myself, Chris. Goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Kira. 2FM.